Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thanks for checking in for the Lisa Dent Show on 720 WGN. This is a story that you couldn't have missed in the past 24 hours, and it's a hard story to talk about. Stephanie L. White is the attorney representing the family, the teenage girl who says that she was violently sexually assaulted at Homewood Flossmoor High School. And Attorney White, are you at the high school right now?
I am, yes.
And did kids walk out again today?
Yes, they did. And it was an ongoing process with students coming out of the school. I understand that the school decided to lock other students inside when they were trying to attend the protest. So at some point, our impression that, or we received an indication that the school locked other students inside.
Okay, so that is the part of the story that just was a gut punch to me. So this teenage girl says she was violently sexually assaulted, and they held her in school for 4 hours. And then when her mom arrived, her mom had to wait an hour and 20 minutes to see her. Is that the story? Because that just seems crazy. If you're a victim of sexual assault, you should be able to get immediate help.
Yes, and that is one of the aspects of what's so shocking and upsetting to the family. And
so
the fact
what was happening during the 4 hours that they were, I don't know, holding her, discussing it? What was going on?
As I understand it, she was waiting in a nurse's area, and the family was not able to see her until they demanded that she be brought to the family. I have not spoken with her so as to not allow the authorities to do their investigation, but I do know that it was approximately 4 hours before she was released for medical attention.
Oh, my gosh. And then, of course, taken to a hospital. A rape kit was collected, I would imagine.
Yes, that is my understanding as well. Yes. And
so
it was reported by the school that it, as of that afternoon, there were allegations of assault.
So
when
what,
the school called the mother and said it was sexual assault.
So it was sexual assault or it was assault? What is she saying?
Sexual assault. By definition, this was a sexual assault. And the allegations were sexual assault and have always been sexual assault.
So what happens now?
We will patiently wait for, as I understand, there was a witness here today, an outcry witness, and I am told that she has not yet been interviewed. We will allow the authorities to conduct the investigation. Hopefully it will be a thorough investigation of all witnesses. I understand that a teacher was advised as to what happened, so I hope in due course, in the imminent future, these interviews and the evidence will be secured.
Right. And everyone is protecting the name of the student who was assaulted and I would imagine protecting the name of the person accused, right? Because they're minors.
Yes, that is my understanding. Yes. And that's what we are trying to preserve as well.
Stephanie L. White is the attorney representing the family of the girl who alleged the sexual assault. I am disturbed how a parent can arrive at a school and want to see their child, whether that child was sexually assaulted, whether that child was punched in the face, whether that child just wants to go home, and not allowed to see their child. Do we not have parental rights that when we want to see our kid and that kid is in a school situation that we can't, if we are the legal guardian, see that child?
Yes, and it's interesting because, absolutely so, and it's interesting because now I feel like the tables are turning and they can't interview witnesses until the parent is there, but yet they'll keep the child separated from the parent the day of the incident. So it seems very inconsistent, and it's very frustrating for the family to be going through.
So this is a criminal case now. You'll be representing that family. I would imagine the accused will retain their own attorney, and somehow the school itself is involved as well?
Yes, if it's not resolved to our satisfaction, the school will be involved. Yes.
Well, thank you for filling us in on the details. So are there students who have walked out? I know you said some were not allowed to, but are they walking out in support of this girl?
Absolutely. And as standing here during this protest and this walkout, it is more empowering because other students have come forward and shared their experiences and other family members that are here to support their students and their children who are students and have had similar experiences.
And are you a criminal trial attorney?
I am a civil trial attorney. Mm. And I assist the families through the criminal process. But by trade, by profession, I am the owner of a civil litigation firm.
Thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are prepared, and I will support the family through this entire process.
Well, thank you for jumping on and telling us what's going on. Melissa Dickey is going to join us next, a staff attorney for the Federal Trade Commission. Funeral homes might be required to start posting prices online. When I talked about this with John Williams, I got so many text messages because it is a difficult situation when you are there with your family trying to pick out a casket. You don't know what the price is. I think one of the first questions we were asked is, well, how much life insurance does she have? We'll talk about that next. First, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.